Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Amen. I feel like we're back on the air, so we're just going to continue to make sure everything is working according to plan. Amen. But God is good. Yep, God is good. Okay, we're back on. So I want to thank you for your patience and everybody. Again, this is the When Christians Speak Talk Radio. My name is Reverend Ray. We're broadcasting today, a live broadcast, actually. And we're going to talk about the... we'll talk about what is man, and it's coming out of Psalms 8. If we're going to really talk in detail about that particular scripture, we'll be also going to look at other scriptures, amen, and see where God leads us. But I'm excited to be with you today. Amen. I'm excited to be with you today, and I know that God is going to bless. Waiting for Reverend Robin White. She should maybe join me later. I'm not sure. But let's go ahead and open up in a word of prayer. Father God, we come today first truly to praise you, to worship you, and to give you all the glory. We thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in life. We give this broadcast to you, God, every piece of equipment, God, those things that are virtual shall operate, God, the way that it was created, that you may get all the glory, God. We thank you in advance, God, for all that you have done, God. We know this has been a good day, God, and we thank you so much for allowing us to be still in the land of living, to give you worship, to give you praise, and to give you honor. We are grateful to you, Lord Jesus. When we look back over our life and all the things that we've had to face in life as an individual, it was truly nobody but you, Lord Jesus, that brought us a mighty long way. So today, God, we just want to say thank you. We don't want to have a lot to say other than that's to say thank you. You've been good. You are good all the time. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for those that are listening to the broadcast, God. And we pray, God, that whatever needs to take place in our life, in our life, God, that you would do it right now in the name of Christ Jesus. Whether it be healing, whether it be deliverance, whether it be encouragement, whether it be hope restored, God, whatever the case, whatever the case, God, you know the private prayers of all of us, God, for you see us all in the hall, Lord. You see us when no one else sees us, God. Deliver us from those things that we need to be delivered from, Lord Jesus. We will forever give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen. Again, I want to welcome you to Bread of Life. This is on With Christians Speak Talk Radio. My name is Reverend Ray. Look like I am joined by Reverend Robin. And we're going to talk a little bit about what is man. And it's coming out of Psalms 8. I had to do some research on some other scriptures too, so we can talk about that. But before we get into that, I want to remind you of our broadcast that we got coming up here, Surrounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams, is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Declaring to Finish Work with Pastor oh, God, I can't believe I just did it. with my friend Pastor Pat and then Randall will be, it's every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy is every first and fourth Sunday. Oh, God, what is wrong? Every first and fourth Friday, second Friday is also at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life is every first and third Sundays at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. That's at 1 p.m. The dollar number is 267-807-9605. The SS code is 732-499. A lot of this information you'll find on our website when you go to withchristianspeak.com. Our life plan is every first Monday at 7 p.m. This is our monthly broadcast. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McElwain is every third Monday at 7 p.m. Matters of the Heart is every third Friday at 7 p.m. And we just had an awesome broadcast with a group of panelists talking about the do's and don'ts of the relationships. So make sure you go back and listen to that. The Bold and Beautiful, which is every second Saturday at 10 a.m., an awesome group of young people. Our Three, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. That was Pastor Eric and Pastor Tamika Thompson. Amen. Spiritual Nuggets of Truth is a new broadcast that we have, and that's with Minister Carmen A. Booker. That's the second and the fourth Monday at 8 p.m. Amen. 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 So those are the broadcasts that we have. Please, again, check out WilkinsonSpeak.com. You find a little bit more information about our broadcast. And also, by all means, please go and check out our social media site, Facebook and Twitter, to name a few, okay? So let's go ahead and get started again. We're coming out of Psalms chapter 8. Reverend Robin, are you with us? Amen.
Amen. I'm here, Reverend Ray. Just so glad to be a part and to join you on this day. Looking forward to our subject topic. Bless the Lord.
So it's coming out of Psalms chapter 8. Amen. And the particular scripture, amen, and I believe it's 8:4-6. We're going to go back over this in a little bit. But before we do that, I just want to read the Psalm chapter 8. Amen. And it says, the scripture, chapter 8, verse 4 says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and a son of man that thou visit him? But thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Verse 6, thou made him to have dominion over the works of thy hand, and thou hast put all things under his feet." Amen. It says, "All sheep and oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. What is man that thou art mindful of him?" Yeah, my topic again was, what is man? And we want to just get really into that, but we're going to come back to Psalms 8 in a little bit, but I want to discuss some other things that I put up, because first, before we can think about why God is so caring and loving towards man, and why he has this desire to be in the present, to be with us, you know, and we should have that desire to seek after him as his creation. I want to read a couple of scriptures from you, and actually it's coming out of Genesis chapter 1. Verses 26 and 31, and it says, "And God said, let us make man in our own image." So, answer the question: what is man? We are made in the image. We are something that we are created in God's image. He said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." And this is taking place after God has already created the world and everything, and the plants are there, the animals is in place, and the dew of the heaven and stuff are watering the ground and everything. Everything is gone. But he said, "Let us make man in our own image and after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." In other words, we're not only going to make man But we're going to give him dominion things over the things that God has created. Amen. 20 says, so God created man in his own image. First he said, let us make man. And I like the word us because that implies that there's more than one person. We know that the God truth, even though the word triune is not in the scriptures, but it's more than we know that God is represented by the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay? So let us make man. All right? We know that the scripture said that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It's talking about Jesus Christ. So let us make man. Okay? So God created man in his own image. You know? That's who man is. We have been created, and we have been spoken to in God's own image. The first word is important that you understand the word created. In other words, before there was anything, we were anything. We had to, certain things had to take place for us to be created. God didn't borrow us from a schematic, or he didn't have to. I mean, I'm just using this as a reference, but he didn't have to go research a dictionary and find out how to do this, or he didn't have to read the instructions on a cake to bake a cake and nothing like that. You know, nothing like that. He created us out of nothing. All right? It says that, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. In the image of God created he him. The writer want to make sure that man, that you didn't create yourself. Okay? Yes. You know about the birds and the bees, and we know about relationships and marriages. But look, in the beginning, we didn't create, even with that, we can't create ourselves. We do try through robots and different artificially intelligent to create, but we cannot, you know, okay? So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female. Male and female created them. See, a lot of times we want to leave the woman out because the woman didn't come until later and everything, but that's not true. God created male and female right then and there, okay? And God blessed them, and God said it unto them, them, keep plural word here, them, male and female, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and every living thing that moves upon the earth. Instructions. God's given them instructions. He's given them orders. He's given them things that they need to do. You know, he's telling them to be fruitful and multiply. Even before he formed them. And we're going to talk about the word form in a couple of seconds there. Okay? And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for me, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth. Where there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. It was very good. Very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Let us make man. Let us create man in our own image. Okay? Then you jump down to verses, Genesis chapter 2, verse 5 and 9. It says that, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. This is in chapter 2. Why? Because in the first chapter, man was created, but he was not yet formed. Okay? He was not yet formed. He was created. Man and woman was both created. He said, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground, but there went up a mist from the earth. This is what I was talking about earlier, and watered the whole face of the ground. God caused a mist from the earth to water the whole face of the ground. And the Lord, and then hear this right here, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Man became a living, who is man? Man is someone, is that what God has created. Then we see the man as someone that God formed. And we talk, amen. It says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in the Eden, and there he put the man from whom he had formed, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Let us create man. Let us make man. Let us form man. There was a process. You want to know who you are? You have been created by the Most High God. You want to know who you are? You have been formed by the Most High God. There's a scripture that said that while you was yet in your mother's womb, God knew who you were. Look, the thing that we need to understand, if God knew who we were, he also knew what we would become. Keep in mind, when it gets to Genesis chapter 3, man has already been created. Man has already been formed, and so has Eve and everything. But here comes the enemy. Here comes that serpent right there. Begin to question the very thing that God created. Begin to question it, you know, and everything, and cast doubt and everything like that. These things are true. So the thing that we got to realize that, yes, God has created, God has man, has made man, and he's formed us out of the dirt. Robert, speak a little bit. She can talk about that dirt. But, you know, the thing that we got to realize, even though we were created and even though we was made, that it still didn't stop the enemy from coming after us. Why would he do the enemy come? Because he recognized who man was. He saw that God made man, and God was putting all this attention to him, and he was displeased with the God already. So what is he going to go after? He know he can't beat or go after God, but he know he can go after his creation. You know, that's the same thing with us, even in this day and time that we live. Look, the enemy knows that you're a powerful prayer intercessor and everything, and that you will fight, and you'll call down the host of legion of angels. He's not coming after you directly. He's going to come after something that he knows that you're attached to, something that you love, and something that you desire. He's going to come after that, you know. He's going to come after that. He's going to cause conflict within that. In some cases, he might come direct, but in most cases, if we are in the Lord and we have accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, he's going to come after that weakest thing that he thinks that we can get through. You know, that's what the scripture says that when I'm weak, he makes us strong. We are strong in the Lord. Let us make man. Who is man? Who is man? God's creation. God that formed us, God that has shown favor towards us. He didn't sit there and give it. He could have given it to the angels or whoever to take charge of the earth and do that. He didn't do that, but he gave it to, made the responsibility of man to do those things. That's why when we here and there, and Robert, I'm coming to you a little bit, but that's why when we think about all the things that's going on within the world down and the global warming, we have a responsibility and an obligation to treat God's creation better than what has been created. You know, but what has been because of sin nature and everything has turned into greed and money and all these other different things. But we should be taking care of what we're supposed to be. We've been mandated to take care of those things that God would give us responsibility for. Well, so you don't have to believe in global things that's going on around all around. You don't have to believe that if you don't want it, but you can see what's happening within all the earth. As the scripture in the Old Testament that talks about the people in the land that possessed the land before the Israelites got there, was full of sin and doing all the everything contrary, and the land was had to spit them out. The land was had to spit them out because the sin was so great, you know. And all of this ties back to sin. Man fell from grace when Eve and Adam took a bite out of that apple and everything. Things began to taste Fed camps just came into existence. Man looked at them and they had to make fig leaves because they realized they was naked. God had to call Adam and say, Adam, where are they? I hid because I was naked. Who told you you were naked? Who told you that you were naked? But thank God for the second man, Adam, that has come into our life. The second man, Adam, that has brought redemption to us, that we can have a right to the tree of life. And we can have life more abundant. More abundant. What is man? In the beginning, we were perfect. Everything God created, he said it was good. But man went through a fall. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we're not the same anymore. We're still man, and we're still in this dirt, and we're still in this flesh. But the Spirit in us and everything helps us through those things. For the Spirit is stronger. Reverend Robbie, you got anything to add? Okay. All right. So that's the scriptures I wanted to do before we get into what is man. So now let's do my favorite. I have a couple more that I want to look at. Okay. Let me see here. Okay. Yeah, I want to read this because right now I'm talking about how God looks at us, how God responds to us. But also we got to keep in mind that in Ezekiel chapter 11, verses 5, it said, the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me and said unto me, speak thus to the Lord. Thus have he said, O house of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them. Don't you realize that God knows every thought that comes into our mind? He knows what we're thinking. And before we even, Jesus proved that in his ministry. You know, he knew when the Pharisees and the Sadducees was thinking outside or thinking ill or whatever. He already knew that. He said, I know the things that come into your mind. Every one of them, every thought comes into that comes to you, he knows. Every thought that comes into our mind, God knows. God knows. God knows. Amen. And now I'm going to go read a couple more scriptures. Amen. This one is coming from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 4. It says, thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that carried away captives whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Amen. Unto Babylon. Amen. It says, build ye houses, dwell in them, and plant gardens. He's telling them what to do. You're going to Babylon. You're going to be in captive. Why? Because they did sin. Man did sin. Okay? So you're going into Babylon. Okay? He said, build ye houses, dwell in them, and plant the gardens to eat the fruit thereof. He's giving them again instructions. God gives us instructions. He said, take ye wives, beget sons and daughter, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to your husbands, that they may bear sons and daughter, that ye may be increased there, and not diminished. He's telling them about like being married and getting married and having kids and families and everything, you know, and building and planting gardens and eating the fruit of them and building your house, even in the midst of their captivity. Even in the midst, that God still is showing them favor. What is man? God shows us favor. He does. And it says, and then Jeremiah 29:7 says, and seek the peace of the city, whither I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto the Lord for it. For the peace thereof shall ye have peace. He says, seek the peace of the city. Don't go do nothing crazy. Don't be trying to rob no bank. Don't be treating the people of the land ill and all that kind of stuff. But do right by them. Seek the peace of the city. You know, blessed are the peacemakers. You know, seek the peace of the city. And then it says, in 29 says, but thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets. Here we go right here. He said, he gives them more instruction. Let not your prophet and your diviners and that be in the midst of you, deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which ye have caused to be dreamed. You cause yourself to be dreamed because you don't want to go through what you're going through. What is man? God is mindful. Even if this is a prime example of God being mindful. Listen, there's consequences of the things that we do in life. There's consequences of sin. And 29 says, but they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, said the Lord. I ain't sent them. God has already given you the instructions. That's what we came, even as men and stuff, we can't believe what people come to us and say, well, you're not going to have to go through this anymore. But God told you, yeah, you're going to have to go through this. You're gonna have to experience this. It's gonna be a testimony unto you, but it's gonna make you stronger. But you know, it's gonna make you strong. It's gonna be a testimony for someone else. But I need you to endure hardship as a good soldier. I need you to be strong, not in your own power, but in the power of my might. Because in your own power, you weak. You won't survive. But in the power of my might, man, you can survive. You can get through this. He said, for that said the Lord that, he said, for they prophesy falsely unto you in my name, and I have not sent them, said the Lord. For thus said the Lord that after 70 years be accomplished in Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to this place. He said, after the 70 years, but after a period of time, God doesn't leave us like that. You know, he doesn't. After a period of time, I'm going to come back and I'm going to visit you. But in the meantime, I'm keeping my eye on you. I'm mindful of you and everything. You are not in this by yourself. You might not feel like that you know me at this time. And you may feel like that you're far from me. But I'm telling you, I'm closer to you than you will ever, ever think. In fact, I promise never to leave you nor forsake you. I ain't going nowhere. It's not about what you feel. It's not about what somebody else is talking to you about. But what it is about, that I'm closer to you than you say. In fact, I'm so close to you, I can kiss you on the neck. I'm so close to you that I can put a ring on your finger. I can put a robe upon you. I can put a crown upon you. Yeah, I'm that close to you in everything. I'm so close to you that even I prepare a table before in the presence of your enemy. I'm that close to you. You are not alone. What is man that I'm mindful of him? You are not alone. I'm that close to you. I got you covered, you know. Just hold on, you know, hold on to the horn of salvation. Don't let go. Hold on to your joy. Hold on to the promises of yay and amen. Don't let go. What is man? And this is another scripture just coming out of, but that said, let me go back to 10 verses. But that said the Lord, that after 7 years be accomplished in Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to this place. Jeremiah 11 says, for I know, here it is, y'all, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God knows your expected end. No man, woman, no other force knows your expected end but God. He knows your expected end. Thoughts of peace. God doesn't want you to be in warfare within yourself. He wants you to be at peace. Why? Because it's the Holy Spirit represented in you. You know, it is full of peace. You know, because in other words, calm yourself down. What is Mr. Calm yourself down and continue to believe in the hands of God, that God got you, that you are covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. And this is the opportunity. Also, if you don't know him, but know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is the opportunity for you to get to know him. Try God. Try my Jesus. And he's all right. Try him. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. It says, 12 says, then you should call upon me, and you should go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. No matter what you face, he said, I will hearken unto you. And you should seek me and find me, and then you should search for me with all your heart. With all your heart, y'all. What is man? Yes, because of sin and because of the flesh, we sometimes have to go through things. Sometimes it's self-inflicted, but other times it may not. It's just part of life. It's just part of life. You should seek me and find me, and when you should search for me, I will with all your heart, and I'll be found of you, said the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations, from all the places where I have driven you, said the Lord, and I will bring you again to a place where once I caused you to be carried away captive. Now he's talking to the Israelites. But some of us are in a place of captivity. You know, captivity of our mind, captivity of our deeds, of things that we've done, captivity of just life. But I know and you know that God is a freer of those all things captive, all things that have been captive, to bring us into life, you know, to bring us unto him, that we might know him, that we might be up, take part in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We get to know him. He gets to know us. He gets to show us the mysteries and the allegories of the Word of God. He gets to show us those things. He gets to show us these things. He said, where I cause you away to go into captivities. Amen. Let me read a few more other things. I think we got time. What time is it? Oh, man, we got plenty of time. Hey, Reverend Robin, you back with me?
Yes, I am. I'm not what happened, but yes, I'm back with you.
Okay, okay. You got anything to add, or are you okay?
I'm okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. So, look, y'all, we're going to look at the Philippians chapter 4, verses 4. We're going to read this, and then we're going to go back to that Psalms 8. We can close with the Psalms 8 and whatever else Reverend Robin would like to add, okay? So Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. This is Paul speaking to them. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. He said, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Be careful for nothing. You know, be worthful for nothing. You know, don't cast your cares to Jesus, to the Lord. It's verse 17, in the peace of God which passes all understanding, to keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. And this is what I want to go. He says, finally, my brother, after Paul said all of that, he said, finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. God knows the thoughts that he has towards us. You know, he knows our thoughts. You know, he knows us inside and out. He knows our good days and our bad days. He knows everything. He knows, again, he knows even our expected end. We don't know it, but God knows it. You know, he knows that he wants us to have a good report. You know, he knows that he wants us to think of things that are pure and things that are honest, things that are lovely. You know, he wants us to be in a place of continual praise and to think of those things. You know, think of what God is doing and has done for you. Think about how far that he brought you. Think about how many times that he kept you safe or kept you from harm or kept you from the evil one. Think on those things. What is man? God thinks of us just like that. Amen. God thinks about us just like that. Yes, he does. He thinks of us just like that. Now I want to go and go ahead and start in Psalm chapter 8. We're going to read the whole thing. We're going to take our time with this. Amen. And Reverend Robert, anytime you're ready to jump in, by all means, okay? All right. Amen. And it says to Psalm 8:1 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heaven. He said, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name. David has figured out that God, there ain't nobody like you in all the earth. You know, there's many times that David had messed up and everything, but he still knew how to give back to God. He still knew how to bow and lay prostrate before the Lord. He still knew that. And David didn't have the Holy Ghost, y'all. We have the Holy Spirit that knows how to do those things. That knows how to usher prayers to the Holy Spirit, or to God, or to our Lord and Savior, that we don't even understand. through moaning and groaning. He knows how to, what we need and everything. He said, Psalms 82 said, out of the mouth of babes and suckling has thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou might steal the enemy and the avenger. And then verse 3 is where we go, and it says, when I consider the heaven and the works of thy fingers and the moon and the stars, that which thou hast ordained. It goes back to what we were talking about in Genesis and 1-2, chapter 1 and 2, about God creating and everything. David is going back to the basic part of creation and everything, but he's also looking up, I can imagine, I don't know what he did at that time, but when I look into the stars and I look into the sky at night and I see them, the numerous amount of stars that I can never ever count and everything, and I see the moon and I see the all these different things. He said, what? I can see when I consider the heavens, y'all, when I consider the earth and the fullness thereof, when I consider all the what God could, even to the smallest ant, bug, and everything, even to the magnet, a fly, God created all these things, and all these things has a purpose. Everything that God created has a purpose. When I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, but thou hast ordained, all these things have been ordained by God. It couldn't have been ordained by no one else. Even the angels couldn't do it. It says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visit him. What is man that thou art mindful of him? I remember having a discussion, and I broke that one day. It was like last week when I began to think about that. Wait a minute. This means that God is mindful to me. God is mindful of you. You know, he's mindful of his created. He's mindful of that which he's breathed into and formed. He's mindful of you, whether you be male or whether you be female. God is mindful of you. I just read it that God said that he knows that he has thoughts towards you. So this doesn't like he have thoughts for you, towards you. This means that he has a mind towards you also. In order to have a thought, you have to have a mind. So God is, what is meant that thou art mindful of him? You know, when we think about it like that, and everything, that makes us, at least for me, I can only speak for myself, but that makes us feel like that everything that we face and everything, it's minute. You know, it's minute when it comes to the plan and the riches and the glory of the God that we say that we serve. It's nothing. It doesn't feel like nothing will be going through because it hurt. But who is the one that can remove even the hurt? Who is the one that can bring forth calm in the midst of the sea? Who is the one, y'all, that can bring forth comfort? For his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Who else can declare that? No one in all the world. I don't care whether it be Buddha, Allah, whatever. No one else can declare that. No one. I don't care how much education or non-education. I don't care whether you be rich or whether you be poor, but no one can declare that like God. No one did declare that what is man that thou mind for him, and the son of man that thou visit him. The son of man that thou visit him. He God, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if they allow me to come in, I will set up with him. He's knocking on our doors, not just as believers, but even for those that don't know Jesus. He's knocking at your door, and he's knocking even ever so more so because time is running out. Jesus is soon to come. He's knocking. Even on the backslider's door, he's knocking at your door. He's trying to visit us. He's trying to show us a more excellent way. He's trying to show us that we're not alone, that we don't have to worry. You don't have to be judged by other men and religion and all that kind of stuff. Let me show you a more excellent way. Let me show you a more excellent way. What is man that thou mindful of him? And the son of man that thou business him. Verse 5 says, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. You know, a little lower than the angels. We can't do what the angels do. And so now they would have said that. He said, thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. One of the things that in Satan But Lucifer was upset. It made him even more upset because of what God did with us. That's that jealous spirit. That jealous spirit is going on throughout the world and stuff like that, especially when it comes to believers. And even some believers have that jealous spirit of others. What are you jealous of? Let God be God in your life and see the things that he would do in your life. See the things that he would do in your life. For that has made him a little lower than the angel, has crowned him with glory and honor. We have been crowned with glory and honor, not our own glory and honor, unless we boast in it, but the glory and honor of Jesus Christ, y'all. The glory and honor of that which thing was done on the cross, not in our own self. Because we have as filthy rags, it really comes, and you get any given day, we'll mess up or do something that's crazy, that's outside of God. But I thank God for God's grace because he's mindful of us. He's mindful of us. That even when we fall down, that we got to advocate to the Father to get back up again, to be brushed back off again, to be kissed on the forehead. It's okay. You're still my son and you're still my daughter. I died on the cross for you no matter what. It's okay. I knew your beginnings and your end. I knew that you would have days like this, but I knew that you would have greater days that will come better in the latter days. I knew these things about you already. I knew that you would mess up. I knew that you would do things to hurt me, but I'm still here. And I'm still, because everything has been nailed to the cross. When I said it was finished, it was finished. It was completed. There's no do-over. There's nothing else left to be done. You can't do enough to please God. All we have to do is walk in the obedience of him for whatever he called us to do. Say, okay, God, I'm weary, but I know I can't be weary in what I'm doing, so I'm going to go for it, and I'm going to believe in you, and I'm going to trust in you, and I'm going to rely on you and not on my own understanding, because I know that my Redeemer liveth. And the scripture said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So this is a season and a time that we have to say so, y'all. This is a season and a time that we have to say so. He said, thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, and thou hast put all things under his feet. All things is under our feet. It is, it's been completed. It's done. It's finished. We have to walk in that which is already finished, that which is already completed. We have to stop being so hard on ourselves. We do. We are our own worst enemy. The enemy don't have to do anything because all he got to do is just wait and let us do damage to ourselves. Just make us think that we're not this, or we ain't there, or we don't preach like this, or we don't get it and everything. The devil is a lie. God has already established who you are. He's already called you for such a time as this. Just walk in it. He said, just walk in it. He said, all the sheep and the oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatsoever pass through the path of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is that name in all the earth. O Lord, David figured it out. David got it. He said, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is that name in all the earth, in all the earth. It's to bow down before you, Lord Jesus. What is man that thou art mindful? We bow down before your presence. We call you, Lord Jesus. You have established those things are not as though they were. You did it. What is man that thou art mindful of us? Oh, God. Man that I have at times been full of sin and full of being mischievous and done all kinds of manner of evil, but yet still you are mindful and you're calling us forward. And when I say men, I mean men and women. That's not being singularity about that. But men and women, he's calling us forward, whether you be young or whether you be old. There's a calling that's going forth unto you today and to the world and to all the lands and to every nation, you know, to everything that has. There's a calling that is going forth that you should come forth. There's a calling for you to come forth, to get to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and everything, to get the chance to, and the opportunity to walk in the garden in the cool of the day with God and the Holy Spirit, and they begin to show you the mysteries and the allegories of just who God is. There's a calling that's taking place. There's a voice crying out in the wilderness. There's a voice being crying out in the wilderness. What is man? Thou God of man, but what is man? That we have been created, we have been formed in the image of God, created in the image of God. And then we got the breath of life. We got God's own breath in us. How can we take it for granted? How can we take it for granted? How can we take it for granted? Amen. And amen, amen, and amen, amen. Whew. Amen, Reverend Robin.
Amen. That's such a blessed word that you have coming forth. I'm truly just being blessed by the word, because as you have said, God created us in his image and after his likeness. He knows our potential and what we're able to do. And it's amazing that the angels are aware that he's mindful of us. The enemy knows how important we are to him, but we miss it in knowing just how important we are to him, and what a privileged state that we are in, that he is mindful of that, that he's mindful of us. And it's my prayer, my desire, that we all come into that full understanding that we are powerful, created beings.
Yes.
who are favored, who are being minded, who are being watched, who are being protected, who are being nurtured, you know, who are being held up high and esteemed by God. Everyone else knows it. The angels knows it. The spiritual realm knows it, including Satan. But we need to come on board just to recognize who we are to God, and we are very important to him, because he created us in his image and after his likeness. He sent his very own son that creation could return to its natural state in which it was created, and that is being reborn in the spirit. You know, he cared that much for his creation, you know, that he desires that we know him as he knows us. And he's just so fully aware of all that we are able to do, and we are able to do all that he has said that we are to do, to go forth, to multiply, to reproduce. And when you read that, you will know that commandment came to his spirit that he had created. Man and female, they weren't separated to be able to go and multiply and make babies. They were spiritual. We were supposed to go forth and multiply in the spirit. And that is what we are capable of doing. You know, he says, what is man? You know, and it's interesting that they say what and not who. You see, because we are a created being. We are a creature, a created being, you know, but we were created in the image and after the likeness of God. We were created to go forth and birth more in the spirit. So it's a blessed word. I mean, I just pray that we all come to an understanding of knowing just how powerful we are, and not only just how powerful we are, the powerful source that is behind our going forth and doing all that he has called us to do. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Robin. Amen. Thank you so much for that. Amen. So, yeah, we need to come to the knowledge of the truth, you know, who we are and what we are. Creative beings, you know, formed in the image of God. We need to begin to realize and expect them with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. I think that sometimes if we can ever really just tap in the knowledge and the wisdom and allow God to work through us, we will see all kinds of things that's in the spirit that God will reveal, okay? Jesus calls us friends, you know. Yes, he's our Lord and Savior, but he's also considered us a friend. And as a friend, he doesn't want to have a desire to withhold anything from us, you know, because he's looking for those people, man. I did a conference room yesterday. Not I did, but I was part of a conference that dealt with women and the wailing women. And you got to go back and read your scripture, listen to it later on or whatever and stuff like that. But God is calling forth men and women for such a time as this. You know, we need each other, okay? We need each other. Amen. 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 So we can go ahead again, go ahead and close out. Reverend Robin, I'm going to ask you in the last words you might have, and I'm going to ask you also to close out for us, please, if you don't mind.
Bless God. Well, my last words is that I'm so in agreement with all the things that you have brought forth, that we actually know how excellent God is. You know, and how excellent his name is in all of the earth. God is just so excellent. And his love towards us is an everlasting love that he has for us. And you know, it's with his loving kindness that he has drawn us unto him. You know, and it just is what is overwhelming is at this current moment is that all of the spiritual realm realizes how significant we are unto God. We need to recognize how significant we are to God. And that is just, it makes a difference in our walk. It makes a difference in our lives. It makes a difference in our being to accept solely who we are, because he loves me just as I am. He knows all that there is to know about me. We're not going to shock God with any action that we may encounter or anything that's coming up next week, next month, next year, whatever, because God is and God knows all about us, but yet and still he's mindful of us. He's protective of us. So we just bless God that we love a God and we have a God who is full of tender mercies towards us. Because what he's doing is nurturing that spirit, you know, that is within us. And we are carrying such precious cargo within us. To know that that cargo is being protected by the Most High God is an awesome thing. So we just thank God. We praise him. We magnify him and we exalt him for all of who he is and all of who he is in our lives. So we just come right now in the name of Christ Jesus. Father, we just come and we're just giving the life that you have given unto us. We give it back unto you. So, Father, we come, Lord God. We come saying to you, Lord God, that you know what it is that it is in us that you are so mindful of it. We come and we recognize, you know, that your scripture says, what is man? What is man? Lord God, we realize that we are in the carrying case of precious cargo, which is your spirit. And it is your spirit, Lord God, that you are ever so mindful of. And just as Reverend Ray has already spoken of the scripture to say, Lord God, that you have your plans for us. You have an expected end for us to prosper us, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that as we move about, Lord God, that you will increase us, Lord God, that you will prosper us in the spirit, Lord God, that you will make us, Lord God, sensitive to the hearing and to the seeing into the spirit, Lord. So, Father, come and do your work within our hearts. Come and cleanse us up. Purge us of all dead things, Lord God, by the blood of Jesus. Come in, Lord God, with your hidden candle and look within the crevices, Lord God, and anything that is in this world that is preventing us to walk in the spirit. Lord God, we come right now and we ask that you will remove it in the name of Christ Jesus. That, Father, you don't come in and see us where we are gone astray and you leave us there, Lord God. But you come in, Lord God, and you make those crooked paths straight, Lord, that you will come in and that you, by your spirit that you have placed within us, lead, guide, and direct us along that path of righteousness that you have already ordained for us. Because we have a purpose and a plan that has already been ordained by you. So, Father, come in, Lord God, and clean these vessels up. Clean up these carrying cases, Lord God, that you have chosen to place your spirit in. Clean us up, Lord God, that we, Lord God, may walk the walk that you would have us to walk, Lord God, that we may go in the areas that you would have your spirit to go, that we may be able to go and by your spirit do those things that you have called us to do. Less than none of us, Lord God, and all of you, may you be magnified. May you be magnified unto all ends of the earth. May your spirit that is within us be magnified. May we decrease, that the spirit that is within us will go forth and shine brightly and touch others, and that we shall multiply, but multiply in the spirit, Lord God, that we, Lord God, will be your examples, Lord God. We will be you, Lord God, in the earth, that will draw, Lord God, all, Lord God, unto you, that all knees and every knee shall bow and confess that you are King of Kings and that you are Lord of Lords, that there is none above you. You are the supreme of all things. You are sovereign, Lord God. Everything that is created, aided, Lord God, needless to say, form, because nothing form can be formed unless something has been created, and you are the creator of all things, Lord God. So, Father, let us all, Lord God, be able to walk to exemplify you, Lord God, not of our works, but by that tender care in which you, Lord God, have that mindfulness of us and your mindfulness of that spirit that is within us, Lord God, that we will move out, Lord God, just to allow your spirit, Lord God, to move forth in this earth and multiply, Lord God. The enemy stands no chance, Lord God. If you're carrying cases, Lord God, will simply allow you, Lord God, to rule and reign in the case, Lord God, that allow you to rule and reign, to move and to do and to be all that you would do through these created vessels that you have made. So, Father, we thank you that you are mindful of these vessels. We thank you are mindful of this creation that you have created, that you may go forth and impact the earth, Lord God. So, Father, we come and we just say, cleanse us up so that we do not be a hindrance or a stumbling block, Lord, to where you're trying to go and to what you're trying to do in and through us. We come and we say, Holy Spirit, have your way. We come and we say, we decrease. We surrender, Lord God. We give all things over unto you, and we trust in you, Lord God, that as we move in, Lord God, in the ways in which you would have us to move, that all things pertaining to us, Lord God, are settled in heaven. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. Lord, we worship you. We adore you. We give you the highest praise of hallelujah this evening. We thank you, Lord God, that we are being mindful of, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that our being, our physical form, this earth man, this dirt, we are being mindful because of the precious cargo in which we are carrying, which is your Holy Spirit. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We cannot thank you enough, Lord God. We are just eternally grateful unto you. And it's in Christ Jesus' name that I do pray and say amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Reverend Robin, for the awesome prayer. For those that have been listening, this has been with Christian Speed Talk Radio. This is the Bread of Life. My name is Reverend Ray. I've been joined by Reverend Robin. Amen. And that topic was, what has been, man, coming out of Psalms 8. I do will ask you to continue to share. Amen. You can do it on Facebook or at a social media site. This is a word for not just, I need this. This is a word for all of us, y'all, okay, to be remind ourselves, especially with everything that we're facing now. So, again, I want to thank you for joining me, and Reverend Robert, as always, thank you, as always, thank you and love you much. Amen. So, y'all, until you have a great rest of your Sunday, God bless you, and know that we love you, and have a smile upon you. God bless you. Amen.